It's Monday, March 15th, 2010. This is Signifying Nothing, episode 24. Doing New Age, and opening up this set, we had Underdog doing Underdog from the Over the Edge demo. I guess the big news item, or at least one of them from the last few weeks, is that Bridge 9 is going to be reissuing some of Underdog's material, specifically the two demos that were on vinyl back in the 90s and the Vanishing Point LP. That's not everything. There's still the 7-inch, of course. The session with Carl on vocals that I believe was actually supposed to be for The Way It Is. Can somebody confirm or correct that? That was what I used to always hear as a teenager, that that's what that session didn't surface until a bunch of years later. But that was what I always heard, was that that was supposed to be for The Way It Is, the one with Stop, Look, and Listen, and a couple other songs. Signifying Nothing is located at sn.wpwen.com. I apologize for the lack of show last week. I ended up getting pretty sick. You might have been able to hear it a little bit in my voice last episode, but that night and into the next morning, I started getting pretty sick and was under the weather for the next week or so. So last weekend, I really just didn't get a chance to do a show because I was too busy catching up. And as you can see, this one's gonna be a little late as well. I'll probably post this on Tuesday. This weekend, I started spring break, so I just kind of went off grid a little bit. To continue, we're gonna have one of the best bands of the Youth Crew revival in the mid to late 90s. This is a band from Europe called Eyeball. The song is called In Control.
Instead of you will lose your control of my mind.
was my favorite song off of Black Flags in My Head album. The song is called Drinking and Driving. And before that, we had Eyeball doing In Control. Next up, we're going to play another SST band. This time, it's St. Vitus off of the Walking Dead record, which I've heard is about to or was already reissued by SST. They're doing some new vinyl for some of their older records. So this song is called Darkness.
Welcome to darkness!
From the Walking Dead record, that was Darkness by St. Vitus. There was just a feature in Decibel magazine about St. Vitus, so you should check that out. I'll put a link to it in the show notes. So we're going to shift gears a little bit here, and I was checking out a flyer for the flyer site the other day that listed White Cross as playing a reunion show in North Carolina with Double Negative, and I thought, whoa, hey, how about that? And I inquired with a couple people, and they said that White Cross has been playing out from time to time over the last year, and that they've been pretty awesome. So we're going to play a song called Speed of the Presses, which is on their 7-inch, which is one of the best hardcore records ever. And then we're going to play one of the best bands currently going on, North Carolina's Double Negative, and that song is called Retro Abortion. from their wonderful and frightening World of Double Negative album. That was North Carolina's Double Negative doing Retro Abortion. And before that, we had White Cross doing Speed of the Presses, which is from their 7-inch. As I said, White Cross has been playing a bunch of reunions. I've seen some flyers for it lately that'll go up on the flyer site, which is located at hardcoreshowflyers.com. Next up, we're going to play Cause for Alarm doing a song called United Races. And after that, we're going to play a song from a demo that we reviewed this week, New Jersey Staring Problem, and their song is called Terminal State. From Northern Ocean County, we had Staring Problem doing Terminal State, which is on their demo from a couple of years ago. We put a review of that up on the website this week. They also have an LP out on Indecision, which you should check out. And before that, we had Cause for Alarm doing United Races. We're going to play a couple more songs. We have a little extra time this week. So we're going to play Out Cold doing Brainwashed. But you think, oh, wow, from the self-titled. No, this is from their demo before the self-titled, which I didn't even know existed until a couple of years ago. So we're going to play Brainwashed. And then we're going to play The Guns doing Locked Inside off of the New Hope comp. I'm
You are the one who did this to me. You locked the door, threw away the key. My dreams are shattered, and there is no hope left. Now we know, grab a gun, cause you do better run.
From the New Hope tape compilation, which is an old compilation of some Cleveland bands, that was The Guns doing Locked Inside, and before that, as I said, from their 1992 demo, that was Out Cold doing an early version of Brainwash. Pretty cool demo, you should track that down if you can. I'm a big fan of Out Cold, I saw them in the late 90s, it was like 98 or 99 or so. And they played with One Sided War, and no one watched Out Cold except for me, Dan Skibra, and like two other people. But Out Cold were really good that night, and then, oh yeah, I didn't even mention it, Breakdown headlined. Signifying Nothing is located at sn.wpwen.com. We've got some new stuff up on there, check it out. We'll try to get this out in a more timely manner coming up in the next few weeks. I've been checking out a lot of records lately from the last year or so. Some friends have turned me on to some great bands. Don't listen to people who say that hardcore sucks now. It's just that they got old and they suck. So we're going to end things off with a band that played a reunion at the No Way Fest last summer. This band is called Zero Boys. This song is called Civilization's Dying. And I had a hard time getting that out. The song is actually called Civilization's Dying, not whatever I just said. See you next week.
And the big rock star who